Welcome to Java with Sugar. This is our first arc in our first episode exploring what is pre-sales. Today, I'm joined with Peter McMullen and myself, Steven Sugumar. So to start off, we just want to understand what is a pre-sales org. Pre-sales goes by many names, commonly referred to as pre-sales, but it may also be referred to as sales enablement, sales support, technical sales, and sales engineering. Really, what pre-sales is all about is having resources to support a sales cycle, primarily supporting it through technical terms, whether that be answering questions, speaking with customers, and a large focus in presenting demos. A pre-sales org works closely in hand with sales, following them for all their opportunities and ensuring that the opportunities are successful and increasing the likelihood. Pre-sales has been around for many years, but more commonly in the last 5 years or the last decade, we're seeing many solution companies, software companies, engaging in a pre-sales department to support their sales division. I myself have been a solutions consultant for over 6 years at The Absolute, with our VP of Sales Enablement, Scott Kozo, being with the company for over 10 years. I'd really like to understand and get Peter's perspective on what he thinks a solutions consultant in pre-sales is. Peter?
Yeah, absolutely, Stephen. So when I first accepted the position at D-Absolute as a solutions consultant, I absolutely thought and focused heavily on the solutions part of the work. So I figured that we would be working with customers to define and build aspects of solutions and products that would help resolve any pain points that they might have with their current solutions, or to deal with foreseen issues or problems in the future. Now, when I actually started, it was a little bit of that, but there was a lot more of the sales aspect to it. I wasn't expecting there to be so much of the sales side, selling yourself, selling the product that you're working with, selling the solution that you designed within that product, selling the company that you're representing will be implementing that solution. And then as well, there was the aspect of a lot of internal work. Our team, the pre-sales team, does a lot of work to prepare for the future, to prepare for market changes, to prepare for foreseen requests within certain industries, or to when we see a regular flux of issues from a specific industry, we try to set up some projects to build solutions to those issues. So that was definitely where I didn't see a certain aspect of that, was the project side of things. And so I wanted to throw it back to you, Stephen. You know, you, like you said, you've got a few years on me in this department. So I'm curious, how does that evolve as you mature in the role?
Great question, Peter, and well explained as well. You know, when I started off in the role, I thought it was all about solutions as well. I mean, we're called a solutions consultant here at The Absolute. And in my early days, it was a lot of that, you know, focused on a single customer, figuring out a solution for their pain points, like you said. But as I've matured into the role, it's become a lot more about coordinating project management and teamwork. A lot of the times working with sales, but also more working with marketing, like you said, about market research, I'm responsible for pushing out some content, some marketing graphics, and ensuring that the vocabulary and the technicality of our content is accurate. Within a sales opportunity, especially on bigger sales opportunities, let's say when we're engaged with multiple stakeholders from our customers, then it really becomes a sales project almost. We need to coordinate between our support resources, our sales resources, and also the customer and perhaps any partners involved, whether that be Salesforce or any other vendor out there in the market. The project management side was definitely a surprise for me. Learning to coordinate, be organized, time management, prioritization. These are a lot of skills that were unfamiliar to me, to be quite frank. I was always strong technically, but understanding in how to bring my technical skill set in a coordinated manner, that was quite the change in my mind. And in the end, I mean, at the end of the day, it's really around opportunity coordination. We're here to increase the likelihood, the probability, the success factor for our sales team. And so that's really the driving factor here of a pre-sales org, focusing on solutions per opportunity, but ensuring the opportunity itself is successful through solutions. I think that subtle abstract mindset is really what's allowed me to mature into the role. And so, Peter, I'm very curious, as you've been in the role, are you starting to see that transition more into coordination?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And part of that is due to you handing me more responsibility, giving me more opportunities to have these wider experiences, to see more of how a sales opportunity works and get the chance to work with more people from our sales department and see the whole progression of an opportunity all the way through to a closed one deal. And so that's something that you've definitely been working with me on. And so I definitely wanted to kind of, A, call you out for that, but also B, ask you about if there was anything that you had in mind of how we really interact with that sales team and how we really, you have a great relationship. So I was hoping you could maybe talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, teamwork comes into play right off the bat. Being very so much in clear communications with our sales members, defining expectations, understanding, what is the path of least resistance. Really, that's where I think coordination and the opportunity comes. And I think that's it's a great time to mention that our next episode, we're having Matt McCallum, who is our VP of sales here at The Absolute. And I really want to pick his brain as to how he understands in bringing the solutions consultant to the opportunity. How does he feel that we provide maximum value? And how and when does he feel he should involve a solutions consultant? So stay tuned. We're really excited to kick off Java with Sugar. And our next episode is really exploring when to involve and how to involve pre-sales into a sales opportunity. Thank you for your time and have a wonderful day.